This one is just so bad. And you know what? The Democrats are all proud because they managed to get this spending bill, this inflationary bill, through the Senate. But the only one it's helping, the only one it's really, really helping, is Kyrsten Sinema, who held out pretending that she was looking out for the little guy, when in fact, I'm pretty convinced that Kyrsten Sinema was only looking out for herself, because all she managed to do was ensure that billionaires would continue to pay a lower tax rate than anyone else on their income. I mean, this is mind-boggling, grossly political, grossly self-interested stuff. And the mainstream media, where are they? They're not going to call her out on it. Nobody's going to call anybody out on it. One, because they don't understand it. And two, because they just don't care. They don't care. It's like all these people are just in bed together and pushing their own agendas, which works for them. But you know what? I'll tell you, it does not work for the American people. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Trish Regan Show. I am Trish. If you have not already, please do me this favor. Go to Apple iTunes and subscribe to the podcast. It's free for you. I'm here every single day, and you know how much I care about these issues. You know how much I know about these issues too. And I'm not afraid of explaining it like the rest of the media happens to be. Quick reminder that portions of today's program are brought to you by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals than right now. So go to legacypminvestments.com for more. Again, legacypminvestments.com. But let's dig into what Kyrsten Sinema just actually did. Or maybe I should back up for a second and tell you how much money she gets from the private equity industry. Oh, turns out individuals within the private equity industry accounted for more than $500,000 worth of donations, made up 10% of her individual donors club in the last cycle. Oh, and now it looks like this whole drama over her not signing anything, not going along with it. Oh, it was just over how much money they're allowed to really get paid and how much the IRS is going to go after them. So we get the IRS saying they're going to put $80 billion towards the hiring of tens and tens of thousands of new IRS agents to go after everyday Americans. Kyrsten Sinema ensured that the private equity industry would continue to be able to pay less as a percentage basis of taxes for their income tax than school teachers, firefighters, or any of the administrative personnel that happens to work for them. I mean, yeah, that's what's happening in Washington, D.C. You should be disgusted. I'm disgusted. Let me tell you a little more about Kyrsten Sinema and how much money she's getting. Individual donations, as I said, totaling more than $500,000 or $500,000 in campaign donations, all from private equity individuals, including $54,900 from executives at KKR, $35,000 from Carlyle, $27,300 from Apollo, $24,500 from Crow Holdings, $23,300 from Riverside. Private equity industry, you see, has a very big lobbying machine, and it's very important to them that they continue to be able to pay such a low tax rate. You know, they're treating their income as capital gains. You know, on capital gains, you pay a lesser amount. So, you know, they pay around 20% instead of paying around 40%, well, 37%, which is the highest federal income tax bracket. So if you are making over $1 billion a year, as Steve Schwarzman made last year, 2021, guess what? I mean, you'd think that you'd be in the top tax bracket. But that's actually not the case, because, again, this money is treated by the IRS, sanctioned by Kyrsten Sinema and Chuck Schumer and the rest of them. Democrats actually put this into being in legislation back in 2010 to ensure it. You pay a whole lot less. I mean, you're not having to pay the full 37%. You're paying 20% in change there. How does that work? Again, this is not investment. Let's be very clear. This is their income. You see the way they get paid. You've heard of the 2 and 20 thing? The 2%, they charge 2%. So if you put, $1 million with them, then they're going to take 2% out as their income. And they treat that, you know, as ordinary income. They get their 37% on it. But then if that fund, that $1 million under management, makes any money, then they get paid 20% of the profits. And that they then classify as an investment. Here's the thing, guys. It wasn't actually their money. It was their clients' money. So there was no way they could lose. You get it? That's why it's income. It is not investment. But Chuck Schumer, he collected $1.28 billion from the industry, including places like Blackstone and KKR in the recent election cycle. This is one of the biggest lobby groups on K Street, and no one's willing to call them out. It's really, really bad. And, you know, the whole thing is bad, but I'm just particularly struck by this. I was like, okay, oh, you know, finally they're doing something about this. Everybody promises to do something. Obama promised to do something about it. Trump even promised to do something about it. He totally gets it. He knows that this is unfair. And yet every step of the way, you have these senators and representatives in the House, they're like, oh, but wait a second. And why are they saying, oh, but wait a second? Well, let's keep in mind that the private equity industry paid out over more than $600 million in the last election cycle. That's a lot of money. In terms of lobbying, you can go to Open Secrets and see it's pretty evenly distributed. They give money to Democrats and Republicans, meaning there's corruption all around here, guys. All right. So these fat cats, these guys, and they're all guys, by the way, I don't see any women on the, you know, billionaire list of private equity investors. They are totally getting away with stuff they shouldn't really get away with. And when you think the system is rigged, you have only to look at this. I'm going to dig into a little bit more of this in just a second. But before I do, I want to give a brief shout out for another one of our great sponsors here, AMAC, which is the Association of Mature American Citizens. And this is a crowd that is working so hard there in Washington, D.C. and all around the country to ensure that there are policies that are going to help you economically. In other words, we're dealing with all this inflation right now, inflation that is out of control, and they want to help ensure that Washington doesn't make it worse. I mean, look at what's going on right now. They're going to spend hundreds of billions of dollars picking winners and losers, right, in the field. I mean, I would say that traditional energy is kind of the loser here, right? Coal's going to face many, many more taxes, while this sort of new energy, green energy, is going to be a winner. I have no problem. I have no problem with green energy. And I actually think we do need to invest in it more. But should it really be the government that's doing that? I mean, what about those private equity investors, right? They get the great tax benefits. Maybe they ought to be the ones doing a little bit more there as opposed to the American taxpayer. So this is what AMAC cares so much about, the Association of Mature American Citizens. And they're there working aggressively for you, for me, for Americans that really care about our fiscal health and making sure that inflation is not too crazy in the near future or forever. I mean, because that's how it sort of feels right now as we deal with 9.1% and still climbing. So go to AMAC today. Join. It's just $16 a year. You get all kinds of great discounts, restaurants, hotels, cell phone plans. They can help guide you in terms of if you're looking, for example, for health insurance. They've got a lot of good advice on there. So go to amac.us/Regan. Again, it's amac.us/MyLastNameRegan. Go sign up today or renew today. It's just $16 a year, $16 a year for all that. So I really do encourage you. You'll be with a like-minded group of people, more than 2 million strong now. Anyway, back to this ridiculous proposal. And I say ridiculous only in that the name alone is so insulting because they're talking about reducing inflation by spending more money. Now, you know, anybody really ought to be able to tell you if you spend more money, if you print more money, the government, that is, that's not actually going to reduce inflation. It's going to increase inflation, as we have seen, certainly over the last couple of years. I mean, what was I warning you about in July of 2020 when I started this podcast with you? I was telling you, be prepared for major inflation. You cannot have the federal government simultaneously alongside the Federal Reserve printing this much money via massive amounts of stimulus and not have it come back to haunt you. And what did Joe Biden do as soon as he got to office? He issued another stimulus check plus put in $1.9 trillion worth of stimulus. And now you're talking about hundreds of billions of dollars more. I mean, guys, enough is enough. Okay, we've seen the effects of it and it's not good. enough is enough. I mean, we've seen the effects of all this spending. Yes, there are interesting things about this economy right now. I'm just an old-fashioned girl who believes that two quarters of negative GDP growth, a decline in GDP, that is, translates to a recession, because that's what we've always said it was before. I realize, you know, everything's open for debate, and I mean everything right now. And I hope that this is just a mild little blip and not a big deal. I am encouraged that enough people are still getting jobs. But here's the problem. They're getting jobs, but wages, which have been going up, are still not high enough to keep up with inflation. So while wages are going up, you know, 5% and change, you still have inflation upwards of 9%. So in fact, real wages are actually falling. And now you're going to spend a whole bunch more. I mean, we'll see what the House does. I suspect it'll just a rubber stamp now. Everything's going to go through. And yes, there will be much more money pumped into this economy while the billionaires of the world continue to get taxed it. Let's see. I think that the rate is 23.8%. How do you like that? That's the capital gains rate that they are paying, as opposed to 37%. Look, you know, a lot of people say, well, it's not going to make that big a difference at the end of the day because it's really not all that much money. But I still come back to this. What about the principle of it? I mean, you're out there talking a good game about the little guy and how it's not fair. Well, you're rigging the system. You're rigging the system against the little guy and gal by allowing the fat cats, who, by the way, are never going to lose out. As I explained, they're taking 20% off of any gains. It's not their money to begin with, so they have no chance at failure. This is what you call income. And it's really mind-boggling, pathetic, disgusting that these Democrats and Republicans, mind you, will not come out and admit it and close it. Just close it, guys. They're not going to. Another opportunity just went by, which means Americans are still getting the short end of the stick in every which way and form. A quick reminder, if you have not already subscribed to the podcast on Apple iTunes or on Spotify or on Google Podcasts, Pandora too, Amazon too, I'm everywhere. Hey, please do me that favor. Go subscribe. It's all free. It's really, really important. And share this. Share the video. Subscribe to the channel. I'll be back with you here tomorrow.